The Tea Party movement has been really vocal in the last year. This spring, they held a rally on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., calling attention to issues including tax hikes for the middle class and the new health care legislation. Some teens have taken notice. They're as young as 14. Straight Up Urban Voices' Kara Bernard of Governor Thomas Johnson High School reports on two young Tea Partiers who are local leaders in the movement.
Politically aware teens, born during the 1980s and early 90s, have a lot to say about President Barack Obama's administration and issues debated before their time. Meet Brett Beidle and Jacob Shade.
Just kind of fell into the Tea Party movement, and it's, you know, it's sweeping the nation as we speak, so I think, you know, people are finally waking up.
It gives the Tea Party movement, and the Republican Party for that matter, a whole entire another level of credibility, that there are young people who can stand up against the status quo and stand up against the spending and all the social programs and all the promises and say, there's something better than this.
Beidle is an 18-year-old college freshman at Frederick Community College. He's currently running for office on his local town council. His political awareness started at the end of President George W. Bush's second term.
My parents just complaining about what was going on in the country and, you know, what was taking place. And, you know, I just felt, you know, being young, you know, I felt, well, there's probably something we can do about it.
So Beidle defies the stereotype that some politically active young people mirror their parents' beliefs.
A lot more young people are getting involved, which is good to see because they're paying attention and they're doing their research and, you know, seeing what's really going on in this country.
Allegheny High School junior Jacob Shade got politically active after the 2006 gubernatorial elections when then-Governor Robert Ehrlich lost to Martin O'Malley in a close race.
That really surprised me that someone that was so likable and that was so liked, at least around in my area, could lose. So that really led to me getting deeper involved and just paying more attention to the issues and just reading more blogs and watching more news and reading more newspapers.
Shade co-chairs the group Maryland Teenage Republicans. The 17-year-old also founded his school's Teenage Republican Club. Shade says he understands that most people his age aren't as involved as they can be, but the numbers are growing and becoming a larger voting base for the GOP.
It gives the Tea Party, it gives it a new face and a new voice. That's important in any political party.
Generation Y uses technology in a way that makes them distinctly different from their parents' generation. Shade notes this new way of communicating helps solidify the conservative base.
We're definitely more connected with each other than ever before via text messages and Facebook. And, you know, you can get Facebook on your phone and everything else. It's like you can be connected with people in school all the time.
Social networking among younger voters has been helpful for all parties. According to nonprofit research and information organization Circle, the youth vote in the 2008 presidential election was unprecedented. An estimated 22 million young Americans under the age of 30 voted, 2 million more than in 2004. Those young voters helped President Obama win his seat in the White House.
We had as many young people voting as senior citizens. That has never happened in the annals of American history, but it's happening in this election.
However, even after his historical win, some of President Obama's policies have fueled the Tea Party movement.
Political activism on either side, it never turns out bad. It just promotes debate, and it helps democracy on either side.
Beidle and Shade are looking forward to upcoming local elections. They are also excited about voting for the first time in the 2012 presidential elections. Kara Bernard, Straight Up, Urban Voice.